Herbert Ross has been a dancer, a choreographer, a Broadway musical director, and a director of 24 feature films, from hits like The Turning Point, Footloose, and The Goodbye Girl, to flops like Max Dugan Returns and his last film, Undercover Blues. His 25th film stars Whoopi Goldberg, Mary Louise Parker, and Drew Barrymore. Film critic Stephen Schiff reviews Boys on the Side.
Herbert Ross has made female buddy pictures before. Steel Magnolias was one of them, and so, in a way, was The Turning Point. But the contemporary female buddy picture came of age in 1991 with Thelma and Louise, and that put a new spin on the genre. Not only was it a road picture, but it let female buddies be what male buddies have so often been, outlaws on the lam. That little twist added sex appeal and suspense. Trouble is, Thelma and Louise did it so well that its imitators pale by comparison. Take Boys on the Side, a movie that would have paled without the comparison. Whoopi Goldberg plays Jane, a lesbian rock singer who wants to get out of New York and try to make it in L.A. She needs to share a ride to the coast, so she answers an ad placed by Robin, played by Mary Louise Parker. She's a prissy real estate agent whom Jane quickly comes to think of as the whitest human in America. Since these two have nothing in common, we know they're going to become the best of friends. When they hit Pittsburgh, they stop to visit Jane's pal, Holly, played by Drew Barrymore, and they find her in the midst of a pitched battle with her drug dealer boyfriend, Nick. Holly wallops Nick over the head with a baseball bat, then the three women tie him to a chair and leave him alive but not terribly well as they pile into Robin's car and head for the coast. But by the time they hit St. Louis, the newspapers there are announcing that back in Pittsburgh, Nick has died of his wounds. Presumably those St. Louis papers are more complete than the ones I'm used to. Jane thinks Holly should go back and turn herself in. Robin begs to differ.
Why does she have to go back? Why don't we just pretend we never saw it?
Please tell me you're kidding.
No. When we left, he was alive. How do we know that what she did killed him? Exactly. I mean, he could have tripped and hit his head on the bat. It could happen.
No. You're going back. This is not a game.
I can't go to jail. Not with the baby. What baby, honey? I'm 8 weeks pregnant.
What? You were gonna bring a baby into that house?
Oh, like what were my options?
How about abortion?
I couldn't do that. I'd feel like a murderer.
Honey, you are a murderer.
As you might imagine, they don't return to Pittsburgh. They hit the road again so we can watch them bond and bond and bond. When the movie reaches Tucson, it veers off the road. The three set up housekeeping there, and Holly falls in love with a handsome policeman who's even dumber than she is. As they spend many happy hours delighting each other with their lovable stupidity, we seem to be watching the first of what I'm afraid will be 100 cinematic sons and daughters of Forrest Gump. Meanwhile, tragedy strikes Jane and Robin, and the movie becomes a gigantic wheezing tearjerker, dripping lessons about tolerance and love for one's fellow woman. The three actresses are charming. Especially, and most surprisingly, Drew Barrymore, who makes Holly convincingly dense without falling into the twin traps of turning her into either a wiggly bimbo or someone to feel sorry for. But acting can't save this film. It's at once terribly manipulative and terribly empty. If you're dying to hear a good movie inform you that sisterhood is powerful, with or without boys on the side, well, Little Women should still be playing at a theater near you.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.